It is Federal Budget Eve. So how did that affect the stock market? Let's find out. Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well, actually, I think it did have an effect today, to be honest with you, because our market was very strong earlier on today. We're up as much as 46 points. We actually breached the 6,200 level. It's been quite a while since that's happened, with any great strength at least. Anyway, I thought, oh, this is going to be good this afternoon. And then it just peeled back a little bit, maybe a bit of profit taking, maybe pre-budget jitters, because the Prime Minister actually came out and said what it all meant as opposed to what it could mean, which could be good. You know, he's talking about tax cuts and lower power bills and road and rail projects, and everyone just rolls their eyes.
Sounds like he has a Santa sack of goodies to deliver tomorrow.
Well, it does a little bit, but then the Greens come out and say, oh, unless there's this happening, you know, everyone wants to block it. And I said, well, just let it come out, people, then we can discuss it and talk about it, you know, as opposed to... But, you know, I actually got a bit deflated myself because they said the promised tax cuts for higher income earners, they'll get those in 2024. That's 6 years away.
This mob won't be in government by then, probably.
Well, they might have changed it twice by then. I've had four prime ministers. It's like that old age-old joke about what ambulance officers ask people these days. And they used to ask them, what's the name of the prime minister? They don't do that anymore because there's been so many. No, everyone's lost track.
Fair question.
We're not going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about the share market. And as I said, it was up 20 to 6175. The banks, two up, two were down. Less than two bobs moving in most, and Westpac up a little bit, up 24. They were probably the best of them, and did top the turnover. In fact, Westpac and NAB were both high in turnover, both because of the dividends, I would imagine, that are coming up for those. But the big companies, they still keep powering ahead. BHP, the big Australian, so they keep telling us up 46 cents to $31.95. I did see them over $32 at one stage. Rio Tinto up a little bit as well, up 6 to $81. South 32 up 9 to 385. All those big resource companies are doing well as the dollar drifts down a little bit. And as commodity prices go higher, oil prices, and every time I look at another commodity price, starting to go higher. It's a pretty strong theme and a pretty good thing for our West Australian economy, of course.
Now, Kevin, you had a task over the weekend to do some reading about our stock of the month, Downer. Has it had an upper this Monday? Do you like my gag?
I do like your gag, and it has, and it's up again, another 12 cents to 7.24. And this is not premeditated or organised by myself, I've got to tell you. I just identified it as a good company, because when I was driving around New Zealand, when I was in Sydney, I keep looking around, and I keep seeing Downer's name everywhere. So I had a little bit of a read, and I'm just reading through their strengths. And this is not an advertisement, by the way, we're not sponsored by them, people, I might add. 56,000 people across 300 offices, $12 billion of revenue, of which greater than 50% is from government, which is where I kept seeing them. Every time I saw a road blockage or a sign or a witch's hat, and there's more witch's hats in New Zealand than there are sheep, I've got to add. and they've got a good balance sheet, strong market positions. I just looked at it and thought, this is a good, solid company. It's involved in defence, education and health, a lot of government activities we mentioned, leisure and hospitality, airports. You know, it's just growing. So I'm going to keep running with it. I'm happy with it. It's the May stock.
Well, Kevin, with the federal government saying it's got an urban congestion fund, and I'm sure that'll make up part of the budget, we can expect more roads, more rail to be constructed, and therefore companies like Downer will be in demand.
Well, correct. And what sort of got me onto it the other week, as well, I was aware, I noticed there was an article, there was some talk about expanding the rail network here in Western Australia and how they wanted some of them to be made here. And I thought, who makes rail cars? I'm down to do. So it just kept popping up all the time. So, yeah, so I think it will well and truly stay as our stock of the month. And so far, so good. I think it's up 3 or 4% in the course of this month.
And, Kevin, give us the gold price and the Aussie dollar, please.
The gold price is steady. It's 1,313 in Aussie dollar terms. It's nearly 1,750. So it's performing quite well at the moment. The currency's weakening, thank goodness, down to 75.13. If you're buying euros, you're down below 159 now, and sterling's right on 180.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
See ya.